Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Apple's new AI system called Apple Intelligence, Figure AI's second-generation humanoid robot, Palmer Luckey's $1.5 billion AI weapon investment, and Napkin's 10 Millimeters seed funding for AI-powered visual storytelling. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines.
It's AI that sets your brain on fire.
Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. Today, we're diving into a smorgasbord of AI advancements that are shaping our future from your pocket to the battlefield. So buckle up, because we're about to ignite your imagination with some seriously hot AI developments. Let's start with a juicy apple. No, not the kind you eat, but the tech giant that's about to make your iPhone a whole lot smarter. Apple is gearing up to launch a new AI system called Apple Intelligence later this year. Imagine Siri on steroids, folks. This isn't just about asking for the weather anymore. We're talking about an AI that can write your emails and create images for you. It's like having a personal assistant that lives in your pocket and never needs a coffee break. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Apple might be charging up to $20 for these advanced features. Before you start grumbling about another subscription, let's break this down. Operating AI models at the scale of Apple's user base is an enormous task that requires a ton of computing power. That comes with a cost, and this pricing strategy might actually be a clever way to manage system load. But here's my take. I believe we're going to see these features trend towards zero cost over time. We've already seen dramatic price decreases from OpenAI recently. The cost of intelligence is plummeting faster than my hopes of ever understanding TikTok dances. So, while it might seem like a luxury now, I'd bet my last Bitcoin that AI assistance will become a standard feature sooner than we think. Apple's services division is already raking in the dough, earning a cool $24.2 billion in the June quarter. Adding AI features to the mix could turn that money tree into a whole orchard. It's not just Apple, though. Microsoft and Samsung are also jumping on the AI bandwagon, charging for their own advanced AI tools. It's like a high-tech game of keeping up with the Joneses, but instead of fancy cars, they're showing off AI assistants. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the humanoid robot in the living room. Figure AI has just unveiled its second generation humanoid robot, Figure Zo 2. This isn't your grandpa's clunky robot. We're talking about a machine that could give C-3PO a run for his money. With 6 AI-powered RGB cameras for better vision and hands with 16 degrees of freedom, this robot is ready to lend a hand. Literally. The implications of having such capable humanoid robots in our homes and workplaces are both exciting and concerning. On the plus side, we're looking at potential productivity boosts, educational assistance in schools, and even healthcare support in hospitals or for the elderly. Imagine a robot tutor that never loses patience, or a caregiving assistant that doesn't need coffee breaks. But it's not all roses and circuits. We need to consider the potential for job displacement, ethical issues around human rights and privacy, and the fundamental changes to human-robot interaction. Will we need to develop new social norms for dealing with our metallic friends? Please and thank you might take on a whole new meaning when you're talking to something that could potentially unplug you. Speaking of unplugging, let's switch gears to a more serious application of AI. Palmer Luckey, the guy who brought us Oculus VR, is now leading Anduril Industries, a defense tech company that just raised a whopping $1.5 billion to produce AI-powered weapons. We're talking autonomous drones that could reshape modern warfare. Now, I'm not saying we're on the brink of a Skynet scenario, but it does make you think. While we're not yet at a stage where AI is self-aware, the rapid advancements in AI technology, particularly in military applications, could lead to scenarios where AI systems become more autonomous and potentially pose risks to human safety. It's like we're living in the prequel to The Terminator, and I'm not sure if I should be excited or terrified. Anduril is also working on an AI-driven manufacturing platform called Arsenal. Inspired by Tesla's production methods, it aims to streamline the creation of military hardware. It's like bringing Silicon Valley's move fast and break things mentality to defense manufacturing. Let's just hope they don't take the break things part too literally when it comes to weapons. On a lighter note, let's talk about Napkin, a company that just raised $10 million to help you create visually stunning presentations using AI. It's like having a graphic designer in your pocket, but one that doesn't charge by the hour or get offended when you ask for the 100th revision. Now, you might be wondering if tools like Napkin are going to make human creativity obsolete. Well, I've got news for you. I don't think human creativity is going anywhere. In fact, I believe it's going to become more important than ever. In a world flooded with AI-generated content, the most creative human ideas will shine even brighter. AI will simply be a tool to enhance our creative capabilities, allowing us to focus on generating higher quality content. It's not AI versus human creativity, it's AI amplifying human creativity. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AI is infiltrating every aspect of our lives, from our smartphones to our battlefields and even our boring office presentations. There's a clear trend of AI creeping into our daily lives through all our devices, processes, and even our weapons. This integration is happening swiftly, and the more you can learn about it now, the less shocked you'll be by what's coming. So, here's your actionable advice for the day. Start learning about AI now. Familiarize yourself with these technologies, understand their potential impacts, and consider how they might affect your industry. The future is AI powered, and the best way to stay relevant is to ride the wave rather than get swept away by it. Remember, in the world of AI, the future is not just coming. It's already here, learning, adapting, and probably writing better jokes than I am. Until next time, this is the Daily Ember, keeping you fired up about AI. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on fire.